Radio's Update with Andy Wint, powered by Manx Telecom.
First of May, good evening, it's 5:30. This is Update from Manx Radio for Monday, 27th of January, 2020. It's a 30-minute look at the latest news on the Isle of Man, plus background to the news, Manx Sport, Business, Sea Watch, travel updates, and the newsmakers in person tonight. What's the delay with the government's gas policy? How much are we paying to get the patient transfer patients to Ronald's Way? There's a view of this Friday's Brexit from Scotland's Chief Minister. Why can't mobility scooters be taken on Manx buses? And an anti-monarchy group is putting its point of view tonight in Douglas.
Man Benham Advocates, for your legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes to 6, the news headlines. Faster Mai, Ed Oldham.
Faster Mai, there's the possibility of up to 4 inches of snow on higher ground later, according to the Met Office. There's a warning that as the showers move away later in the night and as skies become clear, icy stretches will develop on roads above 700 feet, which could be a significant hazard. A campaigner who wants the UK to elect its head of state believes support for the British monarchy is dwindling. Graham Smith from Republic will be speaking at the Positive Action Group's event in Douglas this evening, calling for a referendum on democratic reform. Investigations are ongoing to ascertain the cause of a property fire in the north of the island yesterday. Crews from Ramsey, Kirkmichael, Laxey and Douglas all attended the incident. Further afield, the UK's health secretary says anyone who has come back from the Chinese city of Wuhan, where the coronavirus is thought to have originated, should isolate themselves. Matt Hancock's told MPs those people should stay indoors and avoid contact with others. In some breaking news, a US prosecutor overseeing the Jeffrey Epstein sex trafficking investigation says Prince Andrew has failed to cooperate so far. The royal stepped back from duties last year over his friendship with the convicted sex offender. Andrew's always denied any wrongdoing. And the Polish president has told a ceremony to mark 75 years since the liberation of Auschwitz that the crimes carried out there are so big they must never be forgotten. More than a million people, mostly Jews, were murdered by the Nazis there. Those are the headlines. I'll be back with news in full at 6.
Man Benham Advocates. Call us on 639 350 or follow us on Facebook. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Hello, my Ed. Thank you, Ed. Yes, the word from Ronald's Way Met Office. In the North Irish Sea, we've got some strong winds for the next 24 hours. On the Isle of Man, a showery evening, but because of the temperature plunging down to about 3, maybe 2 degrees Celsius, some of the heavy showers may turn out to sleet or hail or even snow. There's a yellow warning for snow and ice on high ground. That's anything above 1,000 feet, but also some temporary accumulations, anything above 500 feet. So do take care. For Tuesday, we're looking at Jemert, cloudy with wintry showers on a fresh to strong westerly. Brighter after midday tomorrow, up to 5 degrees. The overnight minimum into Wednesday is 3. Jacrain, strong westerly with occasional showers and 8 degrees. Low water tonight, 27 minutes to 8. High water's at 19 minutes past 1 a.m. Sunrise in the morning, 13 minutes past 8. Previous low water, 22 minutes past 7, and the lunchtime high tide for Tuesday, 25 past 1.
Visit the Manx Glass and Glazing website and get your instant quote online, manxglass.com.
This is Update on Manx Radio, 30 minutes of news and current affairs from the Isle of Man. How much does it cost to get Manx patients to Ronald's Way ahead of appointments in the UK? Well, Ramsey MHK Laurie Hooper wants to know that at the this week's sitting of the House of Keys. He's seeking details on the average cost of transporting a patient to the airport over the last 2 years and the figures on using the Connectport bus service. Laurie Hooper explained it to Sean Cowper.
The reason I'm asking those questions about on-island transport is obviously we've got the new Connect Ports service that the bus van are using, which will probably have driven some traffic and business away from private taxi firms, for example, and that may not be a bad thing. I really don't know where we're going with this, but the reason I'm asking is because I'm hearing sort of reports from people that do travel across where health departments seem to be getting a bit more restrictive in what they're allowing to pay for, and I just want to get an understanding of is this because costs are spiralling, or is it because actually they're just taking a slightly different approach to the way we transport patients on Ireland.
Do you think Connect Ports is necessarily a suitable way to transport patients? Would they be better off in a taxi depending on what their illness is?
It's quite possible. I think sometimes just saying, well, we've got a bus for you might not suit everyone. That isn't to say that it isn't a good service that everyone should be encouraged to use as and when they can. But sometimes I think it's, for some people, maybe driving is easier for them. And if the cost of, say, paying for the parking at the airport is cheaper than for someone than perhaps paying for a taxi, maybe that's something we should be thinking about doing. At the end of the day, it's about saying, how do we get people to and from their homes and the airport when they need to visit the UK, and can we do that in a cost-effective manner? And really, it's about choice for me. It's about making sure that patients aren't just pushed down a particular route that might not be the best route for them.
Manx Radio's Update with Andy Wint.
Well, it may not be the snappiest title in the world, but what progress has been made on the recommendations of the Gas Regulatory Review Committee report? That's a question being put by Claire Barber, MHK, to Policy and Reform Minister Chris Thomas in Keys tomorrow. It's 12 months since the report was published, and its conclusions included the need for a new regulatory agreement that conforms to UK regulatory best practice and the need for flat rate standing charge to domestic customers, not a banded one. Well, Claire Barber told Howard Kane she feels not a lot has actually happened since then.
There's clearly a feeling from people that things are unfair. There's a report now that has backed up that actually there are some structures that very clearly need changing. There's a number of stakeholders. There's the you know, Manx Gas. Obviously, they have their own desire to operate in a business format and to make money. Equally, there's the government, who have some clear rules by which they should operate. And then there's the people who are living this experience on the ground. So they've been affected by the standing charges. They're seeing that end of month where the reality is they just can't afford to run gas because of the way it was structured. And then also you've got news stories in the UK where people are saying now that the gas prices have dipped, people are benefiting from that, and we're not seeing that. So there's a bigger picture. I think there's also the bigger discussion around climate change. How does that fit in? And so I just think we really need an update on where are we at in terms of the recommendations in light of that urgency that was very clear from Minister Thomas at the time.
Do you think it's sort of one of these ones where you're damned if you do, damned if you don't, no matter what sort of pricing structure Manx Gas are going to have there or how they actually do it, someone somewhere is going to be upset?
I think we're always going to be affected because we don't have the large number of providers that you might have in the UK where people shop around. You get companies that make money off the back of shopping around on your behalf even. I don't think we're ever going to have that. And I think there will always be a degree of discomfort over that. So that's why it's so important that we get the government's involvement in this right in terms of the amount of profit that can be made by Manx Gas when delivering that service. And that for me is such a key part of this. We don't want a situation where they can, you know, make profits, but at the cost, and the cost is the very real cost of people not being able to put their gas on and to be able to afford those bills. And they then have to make decisions over whether they pay the gas bill or whether they buy food or whether they're reliant on food banks. So I think there is a bigger picture, and there's a social responsibility from the government side to make sure that we get that framework right.
Manx Radio's Update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify. Sea-Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
The news from the Steam Packet is that the Ben McCree left Heysham at 21 minutes to 3 this afternoon. She will be getting in until well gone 6 o'clock tonight. But hopefully on time and spinning around to head off for Heysham at 7:45 this evening. So the Ben late in, maybe about 6:20 tonight, 7:45 departing for Heysham, arriving there at 11:30. And then, of course, the overnight boat, the 2:15, Ben McCree, Heysham to the Isle of Man. The Ben's the only steam packet boat on duty, of course. The Firecraft Mananan still tied up beneath us in Douglas Harbour. She'll resume her seasonal services to Liverpool on March 27th. The first sailing of the year is to Dublin on the day after that, on March 28th, and heading for Belfast from April the 8th.
With more than 900,000 special offer seats available during 2020, visit steam-packet.com.
The Scottish First Minister has been arguing the case for an immigration policy north of the border that would, she say, ensure Scotland's population and workforce is able to grow post-Brexit. However, the UK government has been quick to say no. Nicola Sturgeon's plans would have no cap on immigration, and there are also no details as to how to ensure migrants to Scotland wouldn't just simply end up working in other parts of the UK. So what is Nicola Sturgeon's reasoning?
The UK government has an objective of cutting immigration. That was at the heart of the Brexit vote. And my point, and it's a fundamental point, is that any reduction in immigration coming to the UK, if there aren't Scottish proposals to counter that, will be damaging to Scotland, because we need continued migration to stop our population going into decline. So yes, I support independence. That's no secret to anybody. But these are proposals that could work within the current system as well, of course, as working if we're independent in the future. And as I said a moment ago, you look at countries like Australia and Canada, state and provincial governments there already have some flexibility around immigration. So these are practical proposals, and they start from the premise that when you don't have a one-size-fits-all challenge across the UK, we've got different population requirements, then a one-size-fits-all policy is not going to work. So let's have that practical debate about the detail of how we make these proposals work. Yes, I support independence, the UK government opposes it, but this is actually a discussion about can, within the current system, we have a better system in place that recognises Scotland's distinctive challenges and allows us to put forward distinctive solutions to that. And if a UK government can't do that, then they possibly just help to demonstrate that the Westminster system can't accommodate Scotland's distinctive needs.
Manx Radio's Business Briefing. Powered by Y Manx.
At 19 minutes to 6, the Indian government has announced that it'll sell its entire stake in the national carrier Air India. A document inviting expressions of interest was released today, detailing the fact that any bidder would have to take on about £2.4 billion of debt along with other liabilities. The divestment of Air India has been a key agenda of the Indian government, which has been trying to offload loss-making companies and improve its balance sheet in the face of the slowest economic growth in a decade in the subcontinent. For years, Air India has blamed high aviation fuel prices, high airport usage charges, competition from low-cost carriers, weakening of the rupee, and a high interest burden for its poor financial performance. Significantly, the Indian government's offering 100% stake in the airline. In 2018, it offered potential buyers a 76% stake in the business and attracted little interest. The UK has become the first country to offer grieving parents 2 weeks statutory leave, known as paid leave, known as Jack's Law. The new rules will come into force in April, allowing all working parents who lose a child aged under 18 to take leave as either a single block of 2 weeks or two separate blocks of 1 week across the first year after the death. Mother Lucy Heard began the campaign for reform after her son Jack died in 2010. Her then husband was given 3 days leave.
WiMAX Technology Communications Services. Find out more on 641199 or visit WiMAX.com today. The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
Here's the news from Ramsey Crookall at 17 minutes to 6. Global stock markets tumbled sharply as fears over the economic fallout of the Chinese coronavirus outbreak intensified. The American dollar index, the Japanese yen and the Swiss franc rose, while offshore yuan tumbled to a 2020 low as growing fears about the spread of a coronavirus from China pushed investors into safer assets. Oil slipped as concerns that the Chinese virus may spread further. Gold climbed as mounting concerns over the economic fallout of the coronavirus sent investors scurrying for safe havens. In corporate news, travel-related stocks IAG, Intercontinental, EasyJet and Carnival were all dented by worries about the impact of the coronavirus. Luxury fashion brand Burberry, which has big exposure in China, was also under pressure, dented by a rating downgrade at Mainfirst. And miners, which are heavily dependent on demand from China, were also down, with Anglo American and Rio Tinto both in the red. The number as far as the FTSE is concerned, the FTSE closed down almost 2.5% at 7,412. The DAX in Germany in the red also at 2.75% down at 13,204. Just after 5 o'clock in New York, the Dow Jones down 1.5% at 28,586. The NASDAQ Tech Stocks Index down almost 2% at 9,143. And the S&P in Chicago, even the S&P dented, down 1.5% at 3,250. On the exchange markets, the British pound sterling worth $1.30 and €1.18.4. And in the commodities market, the two biggies, gold down 0.6% at $1,581 an ounce, and the price of a barrel of Brent crude down 3% at $58.83.
When it comes to investing for the future and that all-important personal service, look no further than the award-winning team at Ramsey Crookall. Ramsey Crookall is the island's largest firm of stockbrokers and investment managers, and have been servicing the investment community with a broad range of services for over 70 years. For that all-important personal touch and financial expertise, contact Ramsey Crookall. Telephone 673-171. Call into Securities House, Athol Street, or visit our website, ramseycrookall.com. Ramsey Crookall are members of the London Stock Exchange and licensed by the Financial Services Authority.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom. MT ClearSound. Personalise how you hear your mobile phone conversations.
The Manx government's ban on mobility scooters on the island's buses breaches the Equality Act, according to a wheelchair user, Eric Corkish, who challenged Policy and Reform Minister Chris Thomas on today's Manx Radio's Man in Line. He was previously allowed to take his motorised wheelchair onto public transport, but says that's recently been stopped.
I was using my mobility buggy. I would never cause anybody a problem. It was when Mr Bates was running the bus company. And Mr Longworth come back, I believe, just after Christmas, and now he's banned mobility scooters off buses.
The Equality Act gives protected characteristics, people rights in respect of direct discrimination, indirect discrimination, harassment, all sorts of things. It's complicated, Eric. I've watched your videos last summer and more recently. I know that you know that Cabinet Office have been helpful behind the scenes, because what we want to do is we want to make things right for people in general.
But every bus company in England, just about everyone is carrying mobility scooters. Yep. So why is it not happening on the Isle of Man? Yep. And why did it suddenly change when Longworth come back to run the bus company?
Well, you can't draw me on people, but what I will say, Mr Corkish, is that we need to perhaps to review the Equality Act itself, firstly, and secondly, in parts. And secondly, we also need to make sure that we're reasonable, because obviously buses have technical limitations, they have safety limitations, and I think it's a pretty delicate situation. I do hope that you can be, appreciate that you brought all this to attention.
They use Mercedes buses and Volvo buses, and they're being used at the moment in England for anybody, once they've qualified, to get onto that bus with a mobility buggy. So what are we waiting for? What do you need to change?
Eric, this is Andy. Why do you think that you're being exempted from this? What's your theory?
My theory is that you're not going along with the Equality Act. Yeah. The Equality Act says that you cannot treat a disabled person any differently. And yet this is exactly what the bus company are doing now. Yeah. Anybody who uses a mobility scooter cannot get on a bus to go anywhere. And for 5 months, it worked perfectly. And the only thing that changed is when Longworth come back and Mr Bates was demoted or moved sideways, whatever. So why is the problem only arisen now?
So basically, Eric's got a right to construe, is the technical word, to construe the law. I've got a lot of sympathy for the point he's making. I appreciate the way that Mr Corkish has gone about this, because he has handled himself very well and very professionally with all the officers. And I do hope, Mr Corkish, that I can make you a personal pledge now online to say we're addressing this urgently, and I would hope that by March time everything will be completely clear and the law will have been reviewed and the practice will have been reviewed. That's all I can do really on the air.
I'll keep you to that promise.
Thank you very much.
Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify. Manx Radio Sport.
Faster by Ed Oldham.
Talented young sports people are being urged to give rugby a go at a combine organised by Douglas Rugby Club. It's taking place at the club's ground at Portishee and the NSC on Sunday, the 23rd of February. Douglas's CEO and head coach, Carl Murray, is behind the initiative.
The combine's an idea I got from the NFL. They get all their athletes to come and test things like speed, power, strength, agility. And after coaching in one of the high schools a couple of years ago, I found that the basketball players, football players, hockey players, cricket players were picking up the sport really quick and doing really well for us. So I wanted to create something, a day where we could test that and get them involved in rugby.
Douglas Rugby Club's Carl Murray speaking there. For more information, go to Douglas Rugby Club's website. Further afield, England's cricketers completed a 3-1 series victory over South Africa with an emphatic 191-run win in the final test in Johannesburg. After setting the home side an unlikely target of 466, Joe Root's team bowled them all out for 248. Mark Wood starred with the ball, taking 9 wickets in the match, just his second back after a long injury layoff. And Leicester City manager Brendan Rodgers believes Jurgen Klopp is well within his rights to field the youth side in Liverpool's FA Cup fifth round replay against Shrewsbury. The German has said that neither he nor his first team stars will be present for the tie, which is set to take place during the first week of the Premier League's winter break.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Auto Solutions.
The news from Ronald's Way, everything is inbound on time, apart from the 5:10 in from Dublin. That's really late. It's going to be in about 5 to 6, which will have an impact on the subsequent Dublin departure. So the 5:25 Dublin will now leave at about 6:20, we're saying. The Edinburgh 5:06 has been called to departures, and later departures show no problems for Manchester or Liverpool. Let's keep our fingers crossed. The Matrix signs on the mountain saying everything's fine, but of course you heard some wintry showers overnight. Do take care if you're driving through the night. Could be some ice around, certainly over 500 feet. Now, the news on the roads, the Balavarga Road in Patrick is closed between the A3 Curragh Road and Lubes Road for highway resurfacing. Of course, 24-hour traffic lights continue on Main Road in Colby and also Ramsey Road in Laxey. Finch Road, Church Road Marina, that's still closed, of course. Church Road Marina is closed in Douglas. Finch Road's one-way system has been reversed, so do take care if you're heading to the bottom of Crellin's Hill. You don't want to get surprised by that. Douglas Promenade's information is all at maxradio.com. There's a link through to what's happening on Lock, Harris Central and Queen's Promenade. And for everything you need to know about trains, planes, boats, buses and roadworks at maxradio.com, powered by Millie Chaps of Ramsey. And also there's a community tab there which will link to 18 webcams across the island. And they work 24 hours a day. If you want to have some fun looking around the webcams, you can at maxradio.com.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by
Auto Solutions, 670-145.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, providing the island's first truly unlimited tariff.
And don't forget, you can get all the news you want at maxradio.com. The entire output of Manx Radio News is at maxradio.com. If you haven't yet signed up for a Manx Radio podcast, do at your normal podcast provider. You'll get all the information. And of course, this program update is available as a podcast shortly after 6 o'clock every day. Also at maxradio.com, the largest store of videos, MTTV, Culture Vanin, Manx National Heritage videos are all there. And like Manx Radio on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and subscribe to Manx Radio's YouTube channel. You will never, ever be out of touch. Now, the news about monarchy on the Isle of Man. Should the UK elect its head of state? The subject of the Positive Action Group's first meeting of 2020. The campaign group Republic will be speaking at the event, arguing that Britain should abolish the monarchy. Its CEO, Graham Smith, has been talking to Manx Radio's Tim Glover.
Most of our what we talk about is to do with the UK constitution, but, you know, being a crown dependency and having that relationship with the Crown, the Isle of Man has a lot of similar issues, I think, and obviously it's also your monarchy, so there's quite a lot there to talk about. And I'm also quite interested in seeing what the differences are in terms of that relationship and how it compares to the issues that we have in London in terms of the, you know, royal prerogative powers or the appointments of dignitaries and so on. So yeah, it's going to be an interesting debate as well as a talk.
We obviously have a Lieutenant Governor, and he's here as the representative of the Lord of Man, as she's referred to over here. But nevertheless, that is a royal and constitutional role.
Yeah, and I think that's a problem as well. I think that...
Why is it a problem?
Well, I think that, you know, I'm a Democrat, ultimately, and I think that people should be able to choose who represents them and who makes decisions. Now, I don't know whether the Lieutenant Governor makes a lot of decisions, but there are issues where I think the UK government might play a role, and that position may influence what they do, and that person should therefore be accountable to the people of the Isle of Man.
As a Democrat, as you've said, have you got evidence, though, that the population of the UK want to see the abolition of the royal family?
Well, no. I mean, the point is that, you know, there's an argument to be made. So we want to win that argument ultimately through a referendum. So, you know, it would only be done with the support of the British people. But the attitudes are changing, and they're changing in ways which I think at the moment the support for keeping the monarchy is still high, but it's pretty shallow. And the recent events around Harry and Meghan have certainly thrown up a lot of questions.
And Prince Andrew.
And Prince Andrew, indeed. And I mean, it's telling that there was a lot more concern and disappointment among the royal household about the decision of Harry and Meghan than there was about the scandal around Andrew. And I mean, obviously, he's not been proven guilty of anything, but there's quite serious accusations around him.
Well, that's the latest on that meeting, which will take place at the Legion in Douglas tonight from 7:30, and it's free to attend. Just a quick word, if you're driving around tonight, rain, hail and sleet at low levels tonight, but snow or hail on high ground. Accumulations are likely to be in the highest parts, 3 to 10 centimetres above 1,000 feet, and temporary small accumulations down to 500 feet in the heavy showers. Now, the showers will move away later in the night as skies become clear, and icy stretches will readily develop on higher roads above 700 feet. That means the mountain road through the night, potentially a significant hazard. Now, the gritters may not get out in time, so do be aware if you're driving through the night or first thing tomorrow morning, ice possibly on high roads, particularly the mountain road, and also through Foxdale by Snuff the Wind. So do take care. That's it for Update tonight. Available as a podcast shortly after 6 o'clock tonight. Most Max Radio programmes are available as podcasts, and of course, you can check out all the videos at maxradio.com. Updates compiled from the resources of the Max Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Ed Oldham, producer Sarah Handy. I'm Andy Wint. This has been Monday Night's Update, back with Tuesdays at 5:30 tomorrow. WMAX.